Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. For those of you just tuning in earlier in the program tonight, we spent a little bit of time talking about a young lady, 11 years old. She has been, or was, for 2 years selling cupcakes, hundreds of cupcakes she had sold to local people in the Troy, Illinois area, until the newspaper got wind of the story and then did one of those feature pieces about, oh, isn't this cute? Look at this girl. Right. She's an entrepreneur, and it's wonderful. And it was wonderful, and it was a great story that they did on her. Unfortunately, the bureaucrats read the newspaper, and they came after her, and they came after her mom. They threatened them, and they told them that they either build their own new kitchen or buy an existing bakery.
I guarantee you none of those bureaucrats had the thought that, oh, we're going to increase safety by going after this little girl. Not
no
one
way.
Of them was actually thinking that. They were
Although
thinking,
that's what they said. That's
they were thinking, uh-oh, if we don't go after this business after this story, these people are going to complain.
Well, right, the people who had already gotten their licenses.
Right, that already have gotten their licenses. And then that wouldn't be good for our business or for my chances of being reelected next year. Or they were thinking of,
well,
How can we get our cut? We need to force these people to do this.
Well, right. If we let this little girl have her own business, we'll have to let everybody have their own business. So that was kind of one of the main themes of the stories, the different stories we've had tonight, is the government destroying people's livelihoods, destroying people's dreams, in some cases before they even started, like the guy who wanted to fly beer with a drone and deliver beer to people on a lake doing ice fishing.
On a lake.
Is
not
that a
in any airspace.
By the way, is ice fishing a business or a hobby?
I think it's mostly a hobby. I mean,
I just can't even, I guess, to each his own, right? Like, why in the world would you want to sit out in the cold?
Well, it's actually, I don't think it's so bad, because a lot of those, like, little cabins, they got like
heaters,
a little stove in them, like a little thing. And
you just love to fish.
Yeah,
I
love
bad.
To fish, and so they have a little hole. It's like a very ritualistic. They auger a hole under the ice, and, then they're sitting on a little bench in this cabin and, fishing.
Like a blast.
Yeah. Some people
I've
love
never
to
really,
fish.
Right, I've the never really understood
really,
fishing.
Yeah, the people who are really into fishing are really into fishing.
Ice fishing,
not even just ice fishing, just fishing
in
general.
I mean, if they're into fishing, they want to do it year-round.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So you can share your thoughts on that. But, in related news here, nearly half of America lives paycheck to paycheck, according to a story over at Time.com. And as I was suggesting earlier, when they come in and they shut down this business, this young lady, this 11-year-old, her business, or they shut down the whatever business we're talking about. Well, maybe it's something that you wanted to do, and then you found out that you couldn't afford to comply with the ridiculous regulations that were put into place. So instead, you just go keep working at your job, and thereby you stay poor your whole life, because when you work at a job, you're making money for someone else.
Right.
That's what your job is to make money for the boss, to make money for the owner. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's never going to really get you anywhere. It's never going to get you ahead. It's certainly not going to be satisfying. Most people aren't satisfied with their jobs. A lot of people hate their jobs. Some of them get paid fairly well and hate their jobs. Others hate their jobs and they don't get paid very well at all. In fact, so if you're relegated to working at a job, then you're probably like nearly half of America, according to the story published in Time Today. The economic picture, they say, is looking brighter these days. Federal government announced on Thursday.
What are they smoking? I'd like some.
That economic growth had picked up to its fastest pace in 2 years, while employment growth over the past 5 months have averaged a healthy 185,000 new jobs. But as evidenced by a report out Thursday from the Corporation for Enterprise Development, nearly half of Americans are living in a state of what they call persistent economic security. That makes it, quote, difficult to look beyond immediate needs and plan for a more secure future.
Wouldn't that be persistent economic insecurity?
Yeah. I don't understand that either, but that's what they call it. In other words, too many of us are living paycheck to paycheck. The CFPB calls these folks liquid asset poor, and its report finds that 44% of Americans are living with less than $5,887 in savings for a family of four. The plight of these folks is compounded by the fact that recession
wow.
yeah, That recession ravaged many Americans' credit scores to the point that now 56% of us have subprime credit. That means if emergencies arise, many Americans are forced to resort to high-interest debt from credit cards or payday loans.
That's amazing. Those numbers, I have more than that in savings now.
As a single person.
As a single person, and I'm in a panic. I'm in a panic because I'm close to that, and it's like I have more than that, and I'm close, and it's like it's freaking me out, man, yeah. Because it's not enough, you know, like that's not enough to have in savings. Like I, you know, used to have a lot more than that because I've been relatively, I'm not completely unemployed, but I've been relatively unemployed, you know, for the past few months.
You did just start working again though.
Well, no, I didn't actually. I'm still like kind of freelancing around. Ooh. So yeah, it's not pleasant, you know, and, I'm going to make it enough to make ends meet, but I hate that, you know, like I want to be forward, you know, I want to have forward progress and I want to, you know, have more money in the bank than that. That's crazy money. Yeah. Like, that's so, for a family of four, what?
44% of Americans are living with less than an amount for a family of four. So, credit scores, 56% have subprime credit. That, and it says here, this financial insecurity isn't just affecting the lower classes. According to the CFED, one quarter of middle-class households also fall into the category of liquid asset poor. Geographically, most of the economically insecure is clustered in the South and the West, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, Nevada, and Arkansas being the states with the highest percentage of the financially insecure. So this is common.
I have more than that in Bitcoin.
It's common, man. And,
it's really
and it's
bad.
Not funny.
I mean,
it's not funny.
No, it's not. It's not. It's such a crazy small for a family of four. That number is just astounding to me.
Let's go to Helen. She's on the line in Ithaca, listening to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Oh, hello. No, this is Charles Dickens calling.
You almost had me fooled, Helen.
You're right.
Go ahead.
You guys know that I'm like a democratic socialist, okay? And
yes.
You guys are libertarians, okay?
But it's good for you to say that every time you call because not everyone who's listening has heard you before, so go ahead.
Okay. Don't you know that the 85 wealthiest person on the planet have more wealth than more than half of the entire planet, which is like 3.5 billion people? Okay,
So the 1%, if you will.
There's this thing called, they're beyond the 1%, 85 persons, 85.
So do you think that wealth is a limited commodity, that somehow we need to redistribute all that around, and that's somehow going to make the world a better place?
No, I think we should go back to the taxation rates of, like, the era of Eisenhower.
So stealing from people. So stealing from people is what's going to make the world a better place. We need more violence and aggression to steal from people to make the world a better place.
I think these people are stealing from people when you don't pay people a living wage.
So it's not possible to make money by voluntary interactions and trades where one person creates a product and then many people voluntarily give them money because in order for them to trade, right, well, they're both better off for the exchange because the person who's making the product wants to sell the product, the person who wants to buy the product is willing to part with that amount of money for that product, and then that person makes money voluntarily without any violence. That's not a viable way of making money?
No, that's totally viable, but if people would behave themselves and behave like that, that would be great. But unfortunately, people are greedy, and they don't do that.
And what do you think enables that greed? Do you think that it's the business transaction that I just discussed, or do you think that it's the government forcing other people out of business and eliminating competition that is what is causing the problem?
Maybe it's kind of a spiritual void or something, because I know
what?
I'm not behave like that, and you know, and I've had, I mean, opportunities for, you know, I believe.
So you wouldn't force other people out of business. You wouldn't, for example, say, "Hey, that person is making cupcakes, and they don't have health code. They didn't follow the health code rules. We need to shut them down because they could be a danger." You wouldn't do that.
No, not to shut them down, but if they don't follow, I'm actually certified in restaurant inspection and stuff. Although I just managed a restaurant, I didn't go around.
I think there's a lot more to say here. Helen, can you hang on? I want to bring you back in moments. Stick with us. We're going to continue the discussion here. Because I'm with you on this one, Johnson. I think that the reason why there's so many people out there who are able to take advantage is because competition is limited.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Now, dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want right here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. They're cracking down on businesses. 11-year-old girl had her cupcake business shut down. A guy up north wanted to deliver beer with a drone. That's been stopped by the FAA. How many livelihoods have been destroyed? How many dreams have been crapped on by various different government bureaucrats around the country and around the world? We don't know. We don't know. This is the unseen. We don't know how many wonderful products, services, innovations have been crushed before they ever had a chance to be marketed to anyone, anywhere, because of these stupid rules that are shoved down everyone's throat. We'll continue the story here in a moment. And now, as a result, you've got half of America living paycheck to paycheck. You know why? It's not because the jobs suck. They suck. We know that. Jobs tend to suck. It's because they can't leave. They feel trapped. They can't get out of this rat race. Because if they try, then men with guns will come around and shove them back into the race.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me tell you about a company that has managed to get out of the rat race. $6shirts.com. Because it is possible. There are some industries that are less controlled than others. $6shirts.com. Wants to be the t-shirt company for the Bitcoin marketplace. This company doesn't just take Bitcoins for shirts. They do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they also keep the Bitcoins. So unlike a lot of companies that'll take Bitcoin and then convert to cash, they take in the Bitcoins mm-hmm. and they hold the Bitcoins. And then they use, for instance, the Bitcoins to pay for their advertising, which is right. what they did with us. You can go, you can buy, of course you can pay with dollars too on their sites. But Bitcoins are accepted and encouraged at $6shirts.com. Really cool designs, too. Johnson, you are somebody who knows a thing or two about shirts. You're mm-hmm. wearing the Free Talk Live Amplifier shirt tonight. So I think you should go and check this out. I think you might see some designs that you would appreciate, because they've got all kinds of things to choose from. There's geek shirts. Mm-hmm. There's movie shirts. There's sports-related shirts. There's gaming shirts. There's also liberty-oriented shirts as mm-hmm. well. So odds are good you're going to find something that you like over at $6shirts.com. And if for whatever reason, if there are hundreds of shirts, you don't see something you like, go back next week, because I think they're adding one shirt every single day.
Interesting.
At $6shirts.com. Go and check them out. And every Bitcoin order gets a free Bitcoin trucker hat. $6shirts.com. And by the way, if you order 10 shirts, you get them for $50.
Hmm.
So it gets even cheaper. We go back to the phones here. Helen is on the line in Ithaca, listening to WNYY. Now, Johnson, you were interacting with Helen. You had a lot of questions.
Sure, yeah.
You just kind of scratched the surface of this story of the 11-year-old girl who's been shut down for selling cupcakes, and you didn't really have a chance to get into
it. Well,
that.
We also had a revelation from Helen, I believe, that you said that you were that you are licensed or certified to be a restaurant inspector.
No, I've worked in and out of the restaurant business since I was like 14 years old. And, but I didn't work for the government. I'm from Chicago, actually. I'm calling from Ithaca, New York. But one manager in each place that was the law back then, this was like over 10 years ago, had to be certified in food safety and sanitation. You know, you had to have one person to do that. So I was certified in that. And, but I also I've worked in a lot of places, and people are driven by a profit margin. And a lot of people, like, they don't care. They don't care if the dishwashing is done properly. And they're just like, do it quick. Just get it over with, you know. And it's
oh, I've watched Kitchen. I mentioned earlier on the show that I watched an extensive amount of Kitchen Nightmares, you know, Gordon Ramsay's show where he goes in and some of these kitchens are abysmal. They're an abomination.
Well, Johnson, don't we need the government to protect us from that, then?
Well, I'm curious as to what Ellen thinks. We discussed this article here about this girl she's almost a teenager, and she was running her own, she's been running her own cupcake business for a couple of years, and no certification, no licenses, you know, running out of her home kitchen, and, had orders of over 200 cupcakes for some of her orders, and she got a news story, and the government came in and shut her down. What do you think?
What I think is, I think she's a little young to be running a corporation, but
it wasn't a corporation.
It wasn't a corporation. It was
it
just,
was
a,
just
business.
A business.
Okay. All right. So there, I don't know what state she's operating in, but I know, like in Illinois, which is like you have to have your food prep area has to be up to code. So maybe hers wasn't. I don't know. You know, I don't know what's...
So do you think, is it physically impossible for her to make cupcakes that people can eat without any problems, without having her food prep up to code?
I didn't sell cupcakes, but I did have, like, a lemonade stand and stuff, so I could have been, you know, prosecuted for poisoning people with bad lemonade or something,
Do you think people that serve lemonade...
We're talking about... Let's talk about adults, you know? this.
Well, no, let's talk about, I mean, we can talk about adults in a moment, but let's talk about this young lady because she's been shut down, and I'm not really clear.
Oh, she's not in jail.
And by the way, this did happen to be Illinois. So, yeah, it was a Troy, Illinois was where this this went down.
Oh.
So do you think that she should have been shut down?
She wasn't operating a business. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if I was her parents, I would just maybe don't make 200 cupcakes out of the kitchen because we've got other stuff to do in the kitchen.
Actually, why wouldn't you as a parent? Are you a parent, Helen?
No.
Okay. I'm not a parent either, but I would think that as a parent, if I were a parent, I would want to encourage my son or daughter to be entrepreneurial and make cupcakes out of the kitchen because that's something they were excited about. And the last thing I would want to do as a parent is tell them, oh, no, you can't do that. We need to have this kitchen for other things, and you can just go in there and read a book. You don't need to be doing any kind of work here in this kitchen. You certainly don't need to be selling cupcakes to people. You need to be doing what children are supposed to do, and that is go out and play outside. That's not what you're saying, is it, Helen?
No, well, your tone of voice, I don't speak to anyone like that, even if I'm...
Oh, that's good. Well, I don't care if you say it nicely. Even if you say it nicely to the child, you're still going to destroy their dream, right?
Their dream of making cupcakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her dream.
It may not be your dream, but it's her dream.
Let me tell you, I was cooking as soon as my head could touch the... I worked as a chef. I can do everything. I did everything in the restaurant business. So I was cooking when I was very, very young. But making 200 cupcakes at a time, and she's 10 years old or something, and and she got shut down. I don't feel strongly one way or the other, but I'm just saying that, things have to be done, in a food safety and sanitation way. It has to be done properly.
Why? What if people were willing to sign an affidavit saying, or willing to sign a thing saying, I understand that this food wasn't expected? What's this big sign that says, we do not follow health code regulations because we think the government sucks, right on their front of their business? We don't get inspected by anyone other than our own inspectors. The government can go pound sand. And if you eat here, you eat here at your own risk.
That would work, I think.
Okay, great. Well, we'll come to agreement there because I think that's fair. That's fair, Helen. All right, so let's get back into the adults like you wanted to talk about, Helen, the big companies and screwing their employees over. Do you want to stick with us and continue the conversation?
Okay.
All right, great, because I think this is interesting. We'll come back with more here with Helen, and your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, because nearly half of America is living paycheck to paycheck, according to the numbers that we were citing earlier. Maybe Helen's got a solution for that problem. We'll find out here in moments. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
Of course, you can go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there in a variety of different ways. One of them is our bulletin board system. You can go there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners for free. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. Of course, interacting with people in real life is a whole lot more fun, and you can do that coming up at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event. It's March 5th and 6th. That's right. We're going to be in Austin. I've never been to Austin, Texas, so I'm pretty excited about going down there.
You're going to want to move after you go there.
I doubt that. I've been to Texas before. I'm pretty sure I don't want to live there.
Don't mess with Texas.
But it is going to be fun to visit. And you hear a lot about Austin and the kind of the Liberty community. And, in fact, a lot of folks from the Liberty community are going to be involved in the Texas Bitcoin Conference, including Austin favorites Catherine Bleich and John Bush, of course, and then other folks who don't live in Austin, including Jeff Berwick, Stefan Molyneux, Ben Swan, Teresa Warmkiest, and our very own Stephanie Murphy and Brian Sovereign are going to be speaking at the event. I know Mark is going to be involved. I am going to be in some sort of panel. I'm not exactly sure what that's going to be about, but should be fun. You can come out. There are going to be three tracks.
Our friend Alex isn't going to be there. I'm so shocked.
Alex.
Hello, friend.
Oh, he does live there.
Yeah, right.
They Maybe he'll crash the event.
He'll crash the event with a mega word. Bitcoin is a conspiracy.
It's a tool of the elites.
It's a tool of the elites. They're going to buy their life extension technology.
It would be pretty awesome if Alex Jones came with a megaphone and crashed the event.
Great.
There are going to be three tracks at the event, meaning that at any time you will have to choose from three speakers that you might want to go and watch. There are going to be several big announcements happening at said Texas Bitcoin Conference, and an awesome hackathon will be happening with big money Bitcoin entrepreneurs waiting to sweep up the Hacker All-Stars. You're not going to want to miss a minute of this event. If you are into Bitcoins or even just curious, there's nowhere else to be on March 5th and 6th. And the latest Bitcoin conference, if that's any indicator, this is going to be big. So get your tickets now at TexasBitcoinConference.com. We'll see you there.
Sorry, who are the Hacker All-Stars?
Whoever wins the hackathon.
Oh, they become the hacker. Okay.
Yeah, so if you win the hackathon, you might get hired or something.
For some reason, it's just like Hacker All-Stars had the opposing team, the Hacker Globetrotters, going through my head. You know, it's just like, what?
There certainly are some all-star hackers out there,
sure,
right? Like,
sure.
You know, the ones that have been arrested kind of have a profile.
Sure.
Kevin Mitnick, I guess, is
kind of
a classic one.
Or Snowden or, you know, Manning or, you know.
Is Snowden really considered a hacker? I mean, he just had access to stuff that, you know, he had for his job and he copied it.
Sure, yeah. I think actually that's probably kind of true of Manning, too. But, you know, hacking has its own serious definitions.
I guess, but it seems like in order to be a hacker, you kind of have to break into something, right?
Yep.
March 5th and 6th, don't miss the Texas Bitcoin Conference, TexasBitcoinConference.com.
I don't know that I would agree with that statement that a hacker has to break into something. No, I don't think I agree with that.
You have to breach security of some sort?
No, that would be, you know, a hacker who's breaching security. I mean, most people who are hackers consider that definition somebody who creates something or builds something with code and whatnot. So
wait, you're saying a hacker is someone who can just write code?
Yeah, pretty much. That's somebody who builds something.
Wouldn't that be a coder?
No,
a programmer?
No, not necessarily, because a lot of people believe that there's also other ways to hack things, like if, you know, use a paperclip in a creative way. That's a life hack.
Life hack. Yeah, that's a newer term. That's a newer version of the term.
No, but it's been known for a very long time that hacker is not necessarily a the definition of hacker that's used by the media. The definition of hacker that's used by the media to mean something bad and negative is the definition that's incorrect.
Well, hacking doesn't have to be bad and negative, but by cracking security, it's not necessarily for a negative purpose. Some companies will hire hackers to crack their security so they can have better security, right? So
pen tests.
I feel like in order to hack, you should have to break into something, but maybe I'm old school. Because that's what it always meant when I was younger.
Sure.
Now it's like life hacking. Now you can do things with your Nintendo. You can put a Nintendo in a toaster and you're hacking the Nintendo. All right, let's go back here and talk to Helen. She's still with us listening to WNYY. And Helen, you'd called. We had talked about how nearly half of America is living paycheck to paycheck. And you called to share some concerns. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like you're off on another topic. But I think Austin is...
It's Free Talk Live.
Austin is the best city in Texas, in my opinion.
All right.
Anyhow. So now you want to talk about adults. Like, I've been in and out of the restaurant business, in and out of academia since I was, like, 14 years old. And I see that, like, these owners... So I was certified in food safety and sanitation by the government, you know, but I didn't work for the government. But these people are greedy and, like, they don't care. Like, they would want to, like, not get the dishes washed properly. I actually got fired from one job because I was like, no, I'm not, like, putting beverages in these glasses that haven't been clean, you know. So I was like, you know, you need to have some control, you know. So, and people are greedy. So
do you need to have that control? What if you allowed people to voluntarily opt out? I mean, there's no way to opt out and inform the public and have informed consent by the public to say, hey, you know, we're going to opt out of these types of inspections, and you can either come here or not.
Well, wait a minute. Aren't all restaurants under the health code anyway? So what you're saying here, Helen, is that there's all these terrible conditions with the government out there.
No, what I'm saying is that people are greedy, and if the place is busy, they're like, don't even bother to wash the dishes, you know? They want to use glasses, like, you know, for espresso and whatever.
Right, but I think what Ian's asking you is then what you're saying is that the government creates a completely false sense of security.
Well, if you guys think that people should put a sign in front of the restaurant that says, you know, we do not comply with any, then let's see how many.
There's no doubt. Hold on, Helen. There's no doubt. And I realize you started by talking about mega corporations, but now you're just talking about restaurant owners. So, yeah, okay. There are some dirty kitchens out there. Yeah, there are some places that don't have the same level of cleanliness that you and I might have in mm-hmm. our cooking. And if people deserve to know about that kind of stuff. So the yeah. right thing to do, I think, in a situation like that as an employee is what you did. You walked off that job. You protested it. And presumably you told people about it. You know, spread the word that such and such as, you know, kitchen is a very, very dirty place and you shouldn't go and eat there. And the restaurant industry is a very difficult business to succeed in. Most restaurants close their doors within a year of opening, and the rest of them tend to close their doors within 5 years of opening. It's very hard to continue and be successful as a restaurateur. So if you're screwing up, if you're putting out dirty dishes and dirty glasses, that you're just not going to last.
Well, I didn't work in any scumbag. I worked in very good places, but when it was very busy, they wanted to they took shortcuts. And I protested against that, you know, and mm-hmm. so I didn't go out and, you know, get interviewed by the papers and say bad things about the place. I just said, no.
You don't really need to, though. You can tell your friends yeah. and they're going to tell their friends. And
right. You just spread the word about it.
Yeah,
and that's the way to do it. Because
to do,
what else are you going to do?
While I was there managing, that wasn't going to go up. That wasn't going to happen.
Good. And that's why I think most places you go, you get clean dishes and clean. It's not an issue. But
now, how frequently were the government health inspectors there?
Oh,
you managed the place. How frequently did they show up?
Oh, probably once a year.
Once a year. Now, how many people could you have killed in that time if your food was poisoned every night?
I don't need a government inspector. I'm not, like, at least as intelligent as they are. I'm seeing what's going on, and when I say that this is not sanitary and, you know, this is wrong.
I understand.
Right.
Well, are
so
you
is there an agreement on that?
Right. I'm with you, Helen. I think you did the right thing in that situation. You spoke up, and you expressed your concern, and you walked
up. That.
Great. I think that's the right thing to do. But some people would say that we need to have a government inspector in every restaurant.
Right.
And that's ridiculous.
Right. Sorry. The point that I was making there about how many people could you have killed in that period of time, I didn't specifically mean you. I specifically meant an unhealthy restaurant. The government inspectors, they're not doing anything. Once a year doesn't accomplish anything. It's a joke.
Thanks, Helen, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. And having more government inspectors isn't going to solve anything. That's just going to increase the prices on the menu. And
if people are poisoning people at a restaurant, then once your inspection does nothing, people are going to not go there. Before they're going to find out the place stinks. Before that.
Right, words get you around about that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online. We do have Skype. You can connect with us by using username lrn.fm, or rather connecting to that name. You will have to send a contact request. It will be approved. So go and find us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Tonight it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
You can, of course, join us online and help support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 a month. We'll take that money in and invest it into the show. Get on more radio stations. We've got over 140 radio stations today that take Free Talk Live at various different times throughout the week. You can help us get on more stations. We can get on hundreds more stations. It just takes money. It takes time and effort. And right now, your Free Talk Live amp dollars, if you amp tonight for $5 a month, it's like amping for 10, because we've got some donating, some matching donations that are pledged up to $950 a month. We've got about 700 some dollars per month that have been pledged, so we're still looking to get to that 950 point.
Nice.
Please, if you can help us with that, your money will be doubled. So if you can only do $5 a month, it's like doing 10. Somebody else is going to put in another 5. If you can do $10 a month, it's like doing 20. So please, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you can do that, and makes it so we can get on more stations sooner. So amp.freetalklive.com. Go there and help us out. You get perks too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only podcast, forum, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Temper. He is on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live, Temper.
I think a broken clock is correct 2 times a day. And in this case, I think the government just happened to be right. I mean, using a helicopter-type device to deliver beer is, like, unnecessarily dangerous. I mean, there was a kid that died when one of those things just, like, slammed into his head. And if you saw the picture, it, like, cut his head almost, like, in half.
Was the thing that slammed into the child delivering beer at the time?
No, it was just one of those RC helicopters.
So should all RC helicopters be prohibited?
No, I mean, but you have to be careful when you fly one of those things, and one of the rules is there can't be anybody underneath or around it. I mean, then you got to have insurance and I mean, what? I guess you don't have to have insurance.
Where? What are you talking about? Is it, I know you always call from legal land, so we don't actually know where you are, Temper, but nobody at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that was flying those things, they weren't displaying any insurance paperwork.
Well, it's not really any paperwork. I mean, you don't have to carry it with you.
I'm pretty sure Josh Noon did not have insurance on the drone that he was flying around, and I know for a fact that Bo Davis, when he bought a drone and was flying it here in Keene, did not have insurance.
I wonder if all those people in the malls that fly those little plastic RC helicopters, you know, the ones you see,
do they all have insurance for them? Where did you hear that you have to have insurance to fly a drone?
Well, you're talking about a completely different hardware now, because this has to be able to carry a 12-pack beer.
It's not that large. It's about the same size as the 12-pack.
Well, I know, but the helicopter has to be exponentially bigger to be able to carry that kind
of payload. These particular drones are quadcopters, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't exponentially bigger at all. I would say that the 12-pack probably was similar weight to the drone, I would just guess.
That doesn't seem to make sense.
I guess it was. The thrust of the propellers make it work.
Yeah, you can see the video of it online.
Well, yeah, linked
over on our Facebook page. You're welcome to check it out. But no, I get it. Like, I wouldn't want a drone carrying a 12-pack flying over my house and then, whoops, something goes wrong and it crashes through the ceiling. I mean, that wouldn't be very cool.
Right.
But, so, I mean, is that where you're kind of coming from here? Like, there's some risks involved?
Well, actually, I'm just saying it's a dumb idea because, I mean, like the guy on the show said, you could just have a little RC truck that would do exactly the same thing. And, I mean, there's, like, zero risk.
Well, my word, Ian, these motor cars are going more than 30 miles per hour. They're making tubes of steel fly through the sky. That could fall out and kill thousands.
It's a gimmick. I mean, the guy was flying, as Johnson pointed out, the bar or whatever that's manufacturing the beer. They're right nearby the lake, and they're just flying out to customers on the lake. So they're not even flying over people's homes or anything like that. Worst case scenario, if this thing crashes, it's going to crash into the lake, and that's...
But these new whiz-bang, newfangled contraptions are dangerous.
Well, worst-case scenario, it actually hits somebody. I'm not sure they'd get hurt. It seems like a silly idea.
Didn't you say
idea.
Some kid had his head sliced off or something like that?
Well, it sounds... I didn't see the video you did, and it sounds like what you're talking about is one of those quadcopters that has, like, a protective ring around it.
Yeah, exactly like the Amazon drones that are, you know, potentially to be delivering Amazon packages.
Yeah, but what if a kid sticks his finger up in the ring? That's going to screw him up.
Well, that's not what I was thinking. I was in mistake. I thought it was like one of those big, like, RC helicopters that have, like, the wingspan of, like, a meter and a half, you know, like...
Holy
these
crap.
Gigantic things that are...
No, it's definitely not that.
Are you thinking of, like, the military drones, the white ones?
No, like, if you look up, I can't remember exactly who makes it, but it's like the T-Rex 700. I mean, the wingspan...
A five-foot wingspan, so 10 feet wide, the total diameter?
Yeah, it folds out, and it's just gigantic, man.
Yeah, no, that's... No.
I was next to it, and I went, and my buddy has one of these, and he was going to fly it. I went and hid behind the car, because it was his first time flying, and I was just like...
Yeah, I don't blame you, man. That does sound kind of scary. I have to agree that you know, an RC toy with a 10-foot wingspan that seems pretty serious. So I can understand the concern there. Thanks for the call, Temper. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450. What's so funny, Johnson?
I just imagine
cut a kid's head off.
I'm just imagining that somebody hiding behind a car because their friend is going to fly a remote control plane.
Well, if the remote control plane can slice your forehead off, then that's a pretty serious concern.
Any remote control helicopter can cut. You know, the prop on a remote control plane can slice your fingers off.
Yeah, that's true.
If it crashes into you, it definitely could kill you.
We got to keep fireworks out of the hands of kids, too.
Oh, my God.
Strap some bottle rockets
imagine
to the helicopter.
Imagine if an SUV hits you, what that can do to you. You
Let's
know,
go
like,
to Dave.
Live
He's
your life in fear.
In Poughkeepsie, New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing? First of all, I want to thank a friend of mine for helping me fill out a job application today. His name's Kieran.
We don't do shout-outs on Free Talk Live, but it's good to know that you're getting a job.
Saying,
maybe.
His name is Kieran, and he helped me fill out a job application today, and I'm still looking for work because I'm still unemployed and living off of Social Security. It just doesn't help much because, you know, I had like two job applications, I had two job interviews this month, and they didn't get back to me, so I'm still looking for work. I want to let you guys know that I'm still looking for work, and it's just, there's nothing out there.
Well, David, everybody who was looking for work called us to let us know. It would be a really boring radio show.
I think, Dave, that you're near enough, you're in New York, you're in that area, that you are near enough to Stanford, that you should go to Stanford, Connecticut, and you should get a job as a wrestling announcer, because you have that quality to your voice. And I think that that's something that you could do, because you would absolutely show everyone the heavyweight champion that you could possibly be in life.
I think you're right. I think Dave would be a great wrestler, because I've seen his videos
I mean, a wrestling announcer, the voice.
I don't know if he's going to be able to start as an announcer. You've got to start as
your co-host guy, he sounds just like Kermit from the Muppets.
It's Kermit the Frog.
You've got to start as, what do they call a jobber? Isn't a jobber the name for like the generic guy in wrestling that comes in and just gets beat up?
Oh, maybe.
Isn't that the name for that? You've got to start as one of those dudes.
I'm looking for work, though, so I'm looking for work because...
I think Johnson's got a good idea there, Dave. You should go down to WWE and apply. Thanks for the call tonight. Good luck.
I don't know if they'll let leeches that are suspected of being pedophiles.
I don't know. There's plenty of wrestlers with problems. I mean, I've talked to Glenn Jacobs before, and a lot of these guys are drug addicts, and they've got problems.
I don't know, maybe...
Beating their wives, these guys aren't
they just
winners.
Need to leave them alone.
So, you start out as, I think it's jobber, you start out as one of the generic dudes kind of comes in the ring, they don't have anything special going on, they just get their butt kicked. And then maybe you could make your way up the ranks and kind of be one of the names at some point. And then, when you're ready to retire, like Jesse Ventura, then you can move into the announcing side of things.
Right, okay.
I'm pretty sure you can't come off the street and get a wrestling announcing job. You gotta pay your dues.
Well, unless it's like the backyard wrestling.
That's true. And there are alternatives. I mean, there's certainly WWE's the big one, but there are some smaller, more regional alternatives.
ECW.
But you probably won't get paid much. No, I think ECW's gone. I think Daryl is a big, big wrestling fan.
I don't know, yeah.
And he told me there's a new group called TNA Wrestling, I guess. Nathan's on Skype with final thoughts. Go quick.
I just wanted to say, Johnson, you've got a great dirt voice, and I was wondering if I could have your email or contact info so I could ask about Dogecoin.
Johnson at freetalklive.com. Right. There you go. Nathan, thanks for the call.
Dogecoin. Wow, such currency.
Out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
It's Dogecoin. Woo!
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.